Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we finish off a chapter on the prohibition of fasting before the month of Ramadan, after the 15th of Shaban, except for the one who also fasts before it, or it coincides with his habit of fasting on Monday and Thursdays. So in other words, a person had a habit already of fasting before the month of Ramadan, fasting, for example, Mondays and Thursdays also. So now if these days come after the 15th of Shaban, before the month of Ramadan, for this person now, he shouldn't break his habit. For other people now, it is encouraged that you don't fast. In other words, build up that strength, build up that energy for this Mubarak month of Ramadan that is coming. It shouldn't be such that a person now fasted the second half of Shaban, and when the month of Ramadan comes, he's already tired. And now he's saying, hey, so long this fast is, another 30 days. So his mind is already tired, psychologically he's tired, physically he's tired. It shouldn't be like that. A person should be enthusiastic about the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So continuing on this, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha baqiya nisfu min sha'ban fala tasumu. Rawahu Tirmidhi. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when half the month of Sha'ban remains, do not fast. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when half the month of Sha'ban remains, do not fast. The reason for this prohibition, as we explained, is that it may cause a person physical weakness, thereby preventing him now from properly performing that act that was his farz. In the month of Ramadan, it is farz to fast. But because of him doing some nafil fasting in the second half of Sha'ban, then what will happen? This fast in itself, out of the month of Ramadan, is not for us. Now he chose to fast the second half. So what happened now? He loses his strength. So what we find? So it's undesirable that a person does this. So therefore he should save his energy for that fast that is for us. So therefore we are discouraged. The hadith is telling us that we should not be fasting in the second half of Sha'ban. Yesterday we did the hadith. The hadith said, لا تسوموا قبل رمضان سوموا لرؤيته وافطروا لرؤيته فإن حالت دونه غياية فأكملوا 30 يوما. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do not fast before Ramadan. Commence the fast with the sighting of the new moon and end the fast with the sighting of the new moon. If clouds conceal its sighting, then complete 30 days. So here we learn from this hadith that if it is cloudy, it is not clear, then what you do is you complete 30 days. There isn't such a thing as fasting one day before the month of Ramadan because I'm in doubt. Sharia doesn't encourage doubt, doesn't like doubt. Either we're certain about it or we're not certain. We don't put ourselves in a doubtful situation, because once a person starts this habit of encouraging doubt, then all the time he'll be in a situation where there's doubt. So therefore the day just before, the 30th of Sha'ban, this is known as Yawm al-Shak, the day of doubt. Why? Because we're not sure now. It was cloudy, we didn't see it, maybe someone else saw it somewhere else. So maybe Ramadan already started. So if we play it safe, let's we all start fasting on the 30th of Sha'ban. Sharia doesn't like this. You haven't seen the moon, there's no use of the moon, you don't fast. It's not Ramadan. You wait until you are certain about the month of Ramadan. And there's so much of hikmat in this, because once a person starts going into doubt, then everything will start troubling him. Is my wuzu complete? Do I have wuzu? Do not have wuzu? After I come, after finish my wuzu, did I wash my hand? Did I wash my feet? Like that, the person continuously, shaitan will make him go into a doubt. Sharia brings an end to all the doubt. That you don't even fast. Fasting in itself is a good thing, but you don't even fast because you're fasting, you are doubtful. Maybe somewhere else they saw the moon, so we'll just play it safe. 30th Sha'ban, no. Sharia doesn't like that. We stay away from this type of doubt. When a person gets doubt out of his system, then doubt will leave him. Otherwise, it will plague him all the time to such an extent that even if he is in his namaz, he'll be unsure. That is it the fourth rakat? Is it the third rakat? Is it the second rakat? Is it like that? Shak will continuously play until a person becomes mad. And when a person gives in continuously, you'll see that all the time he'll be making wuzu, all the time he'll be washing. In the toilet also, he'll be taking long washing and washing and washing. person goes for a bath also, if he just keep washing, so like that, the thing will continuously plague him, where Islam wants us to be clear. You know, leave the doubt out. Where does the doubt stay out? Leave the doubt out. Don't act upon the doubt to such an extent that even on the day of Shak, on the 30th of Shaban, the moon wasn't, that it was cloudy, it wasn't sighted. Don't even play safe there and start fasting. So this last hadith explains this to us. An Abi al-Yaqdan, Ammar ibn Yasir radiyallahu anhu, qal, man saama al-yawm al-ladhi yushakku feehi, faqad asa Aba al-Qasim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi, wa qala hadithun, hasanun sahihun. Hazrat Abu al-Yaqdan, Ammar ibn Yasir radiyallahu anhu, narrates, that one who fasts on the day in which there is a doubt, has disobeyed Abu al-Qasim. Abu al-Qasim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one has disobeyed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by doing what? By fasting on the 30th of Sha'ban, the day of doubt. However, we explain where a person is habitual. So one is a person is doing it because there is a doubt. Or one is there is a person that is habitual. Maybe that 30th of Sha'ban fell on a Monday and he would be fasting. Every Monday this person would fast. For that type of person, now it is not makruh to fast. Otherwise it is makruh to fast only on the 30th of Sha'ban. For that person that's got the habit already, for him to fast, it is not makruh. Otherwise, it is makruh to keep any faraz, wajib, or nafil fast on this day that is known as Yawm al-Shak. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. See how beautiful Shariat is. It takes into consideration the person that has got the habit. You keep up with istiqamat. You don't lose that habit of yours, even if it is the 30th of Sha'ban. But you who don't have the habit, don't introduce doubt into your system. Keep doubt out of your system. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah, of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.